Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I meet on John Tom, T-H-O-M. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Tom as described in my report of 3/14/21. Pretty is now a 36-year-old male who again describes he injured his left knee at work on 7/23/19. Pretty was lifting a compressor and heard his knee pop. Pretty's further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a tear in the meniscus. Pretty was repaired surgically on 7/16/20. Pretty is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement for 25% of the statutory left leg for residuals of left knee, lateral meniscal partial root tear, status post arthroscopic partial lateral meniscectomy with development of a limp and alteration in ambulation. Period. He has now reopened his claim. Period. In conjunction with that, he completed answers to reopener interrogatories. Period. He denied having seen any other physicians for his knee except Dr. Pepe. Period. He related he did work subsequent to the entry of the last award from 6/1/21 through 10/14/21. Period. This was limited work at a warehouse at which he earned about $21 per hour and worked 50 plus hours per week. Period. He asserted he was not getting better and still having trouble doing normal everyday activities like walking short periods of time, any kind of deep squatting, getting on and off a toilet, sleeping, and staying asleep. Period. He added that he's unable to maintain a position due to his current injuries. Period. In paragraph, as per the records that weren't previously available, Mr. Tom participated in an FCE on 10/6/20. Period. This found he performed it with maximum effort. Period. He was deemed capable of working in the light dash medium physical demand category. Period. In paragraph on 4/27/21, he was seen by Dr. Pepe for his left knee. Period. He had returned to work doing commercial HVAC job. Period. His main difficulty was changing compressors due to the squatting and lifting it requires. Period. Upon exam, he lacked 5 degrees of flexion compared to the right. Period. Dr. Pepe recommended a functional capacity evaluation due to his having difficulty with the high demand job. Period. Another F, scratch that. Another FCE was done on 5/13/21. Period. This found he performed it with maximum effort and could again work in the light dash medium physical demand category. Period. Dr. Pepe reviewed these results with him on 5/25/21. Period. He was able to occasionally lift up to 35 pounds. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and would have permanent restrictions as noted. Period. New paragraph. He subsequently had a one-time evaluation by Dr. Pepe on 7/12/22. Period. He had not been working since the injury. Period. He had difficulty weight-bearing and denied any further injuries or occupational exposures. Period. Motion of the knee was full and equal. Period. There was very mild quadriceps atrophy. Period. Diagnosis was left knee, persistent pain, status post-meniscal tear. Period. Dr. Pepe recommended a continued home exercise program. Paired based upon his objective findings, he was capable of full duty. Paired his symptoms at that time were subjective, with pain most likely due to neuritis of his infrapatellar medial nerve. Paired there was no further treatment necessary, and John was again deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Paired physical exam. General appearance, he had a suntan consistent with recent travel. Paired, he reports having a pool and a hot tub installed at his house because when he uses the latter on vacation, it helps his knee. Paired, extremities lower. He had mild tenderness palpation at the right suprapatella and left infrapatella area, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers normal. Lumbar sacral normal. Impressions. John Tom injured his left knee at work on 7/23/19, as marked in my prior report. Paired, since evaluated here, he has been doing a home exercise program. Paired, he did see Dr. Pepe, who had him undergo an FCE. Paired, this deemed he was capable of working in the medium physical, light to medium physical demand category. Paired, he returned earlier this year and had another FCE with the same result. Paired, as of 7/12/22, Dr. Pepe discharged him at maximum medical improvement within its parameters. Paired. New paragraph, the current exam. Found there was full range of motion at the left knee without crepitus. Paired, he was mildly tender to palpation. Paired, provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired, he ambulated with physiologic gait and could squat and rise fluidly. Paired, upon rising, he complained of pain in the left knee. Paired, new paragraph, my opinions regarding permanency are the same as marked in my prior report. And that will be the end.